Did you say 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6? And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 4 p.m. edition of the Santilli Report right here on LFA. Ladies and gentlemen, strap yourselves in. I'm getting some news here. Wow. Breaking news on the wire. What do you got going on? Is everything? It does. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Everyone say hello to Sean, our illustrious. Is that the appropriate term? What does illustrious mean? A cat named what? What was that? Illustrious.
Vagina.
Yes, exactly. That's what it sounds like. All right. So a couple of breaking news reports as we come on air. You guys need to hear about this. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano summoned to the Vatican to be excommunicated. Woo! Wow. That right there tells you all you need to know. Holy moly. Let's throw that on the screen right now. That's not our top news headline. We're going to talk about James Carville, of course. And this thing that's been going on with the left now wanting to delete the word republic. But let's go to this this breaking news report. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano has been summoned to the Vatican to be excommunicated by Red Pope Francis. Friend of the faithful and totally dedicated to the church and sharing Jesus Christ and all he does has been notified that he's being summoned to the Vatican. Our friend Archbishop Vigano has stood up against the destruction of the church, COVID mandates that crushed individual rights worldwide and stolen elections. He has called out this pope for his destructive actions against the church and others like China and the World Economic Forum. For this, he will be excommunicated from the Holy Catholic Church. Here's his message moments ago from Archbishop Vigano's Twitter page. So the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith has informed me. What is the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith? You know, it sounds like a Roman Catholic colostomy bag. Right? Oh, I am's what I am's and I can't poop no more. There you go. So there you go. A dicastery for the doctrine of the faith has informed me with a simple email of the initiation of an extrajudicial penal trial against me with the accusation of having committed the crime of schism. Really? Are you serious? Let's hear that. The Crime Schism is actually reminds me of a really good song by one of my favorite bands, Tool. Mr. Port Operator, if you could find that and play that just in the background while I'm playing this. He's been accused of the Crime of Schism and charging me of having denied the legitimacy of... Yes, exactly. When you're accused of the Crime of Schism, oh, I would literally check out of the show right now to this song. Come on. I know the pieces fit. You accuse me of schism? Come on. Charging me of having denied the legitimacy of Pope Francis, of having broken communion with him, and of charging me of having denied the legitimacy of Pope Francis and having broken communicating. Oh, really? Okay. I've been summoned to the palace of the Holy Office of the on June 20th in person, represented by a canon lawyer. I assume that the sentence has already been prepared, given that it is an extrajudicial process. Oh, he says, ladies and gentlemen, I regard the accusations against me as an honor. I believe the very wording of the charges confirms the thesis that I have repeatedly defended in my various addresses. It is no coincidence that the accusation against me of the schism, turn it up, the schism. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this song is dedicated to Carlo Vigano.
I know the pieces fit as I watched.
Yes, we love Carlo Vigano. He considers it an honor. I'll take the schism. Right? He is a defender of liberty. Come on. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. Carlo Vigano. Let's get a mosh pit going. Ready? For Carlo. Schism! Yes. Nice. That's just like us. Thank you very much, Mr. Board Operator, for we just called it audible. He was accused of schism. What the hell else are we going to do? Right? He could have been.
We just called it audible.
He could have been accused of Thriller. What would we have done? Right? It's only appropriate. You play Thriller. You get accused of schism. You play schism. Right? That's hilarious, and you're laughing at me right now. I know you all are right now. Yeah. That's hilarious. Oh, you know what? Speaking of Italians, let's go this. Another audible, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by for an audible. We're going to go with the Italians. The Italians are busting chops of Joe Biden. What do you call him? Joe Biden. Watch this Italian spoof.
President.
Ready?
Biden. President.
President.
We are President. President Biden. We.
Here.
Yes. Yes. Good evening.
Remove the lower third for the subtitles.
Yes. Eh?
I said to the president of Israel,
sì.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
No, non è Gorbachev. Non è Gorbachev. No.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
No.
When he went to the moon.
Andato sulla luna.
And he was shot from Dallas.
Non hanno sparato a lui a Dallas, quello è Kennedy.
Sì.
No, sia fermo, presidente.
Fermo, presidente.
Presidente.
Long shot from Dallas.
Si sta confondendo con Kennedy.
14 million.
Sì.
Miles Ford.
Vabbè, ma non è, ma non è lui, presidente. Mr. President.
His wife.
La moglie.
Tried to bring him.
No, ma quello è Kennedy.
Into the
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, but listen to Gaffer Chucky.
A sort of rash of videos that have been edited to make the president appear.
Now, listen to how Afro Chucky defends this guy, okay? Just listen to this. All that work we do here, hold on a second, stand by. Right? There we go. Where are we going? Going around the corner. Stand by. Here it comes.
Frail or mentally confused. I'm wondering if the White House is especially worried about the fact that this appears to be a pattern that we're seeing more of.
Look at
Joe. Yeah, and I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith, and some of your news organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right wing critics
leading up to the 2020 presidential election, the Biden campaign.
Of
hit
the
a fact
checkers
a New York
have
Post.
Repeatedly caught them pushing misinformation, disinformation, and so we see this, and this is something coming from your part of the world, calling them cheap fakes and misinformation. And I'll quote the Washington Post, where they wrote about this, and they said how Republicans use misleading videos to attack Biden in a 24-hour period. And to their credit, we have a conservative Washington Examiner did call them out as well, calling out the New York Post. Ironically, several recent cheap fakes actually attacked the president for thanking troops.
You know what this reminds me of?
Thanking troops. That is what they're attacking the president.
Listen to her.
Both in Normandy, this happened, and again in Italy.
What's she selling?
I think that it tells you everything that we need to know.
What is she selling? Okay, seriously. Afro Chucky at the podium reminds me of something else. I got to share this with you, okay? I had in my mind as she was talking, as she was trying to sell me something, I was thinking of this right here. Another audible, ladies and gentlemen. I have news to cover. We're going to get to James Carville here momentarily. Stay with me, okay? Because we need to get to the hardcore news. And that is Afro Chucky is no different than the Homeboy Shopping Network, okay? See? There she is.
Yo, yo, yo! Are you
yo, yo, yo! Welcome to the Homeboy
Shopping
Network! Yeah!
Yo, we're the host with the most. I'm Wiz, just the Iceman.
Sure.
Yo, show them what we got.
We need to have, we need to get Afro Chucky a Flava Flav Clark. That's what that's what she needs, doesn't she? Look at right here, right there. She needs a Flava Flav Clark on her chest if she's going to be selling like the. She's not selling as good as these guys do.
Look at all this stuff, man.
It's like a warehouse sale.
We got it. Let's show them first time.
All right, we got this.
For your automotive needs, we got car phones, we got car stereos,
yeah.
We got car lawn.
Yeah,
and if you act now, we could probably get the car.
Yeah! And Joe Biden!
Yo, give him the number.
All right,
operators are standing by. 555-4396.
Doesn't that remind, didn't she remind you of that, right? The Homeboy Shopping Network, the way she was selling Joe Biden, man.
About how desperate Republicans are here. Instead of talking about the president's performance in office, and what I mean by that is legislative wins, what he's been able to do for the American people across the country, we're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos. And it is, again, done in bad faith.
Did you hear that? They're called, it's all a deep fake. Everything that you're seeing about Joe Biden. Even Eli's chiming in right now. He was going to actually get you guys Ladies and gentlemen, you better straighten up right now. Eli, LFA producer's in the house. Where's my... Come on. Wait.
Really? Well, makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, everybody better be on their best behavior right now. What about his... What about his performance, huh? Here, hold on a second. Here, let's... another audible, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't even gotten to our top news headline. I got audibles coming out of my ears.
$1.2 billion.
Yes. Grab that number six, if you would, please. Yes.
$1.2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who brings out the carts on a forklift. What happened?
What happened? Yeah, that's a great depiction of, you take Joe Biden. That's what we need to be able to do. What we'll do is we'll take Joe Biden's speeches and we'll go to the grocery store. We'll just start pulling stuff off the shelves that's applicable to what he's talking about. Wow. Another one. Here he is. It's all a deep fake, ladies and gentlemen. Throw this up.
When the time comes for a helping hand.
I'm playing it again and again and again and again.
Once need assistance, visiting angels will be there. Choose your caregiver, we do the rest. Independent, that's the best. Call us for a special caring touch. Visiting angels care so much. Visiting angels, America's choice in home care.
Yeah. There he is. We're gonna emphasize the point. Here we go. Put just keep it going. Go.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna. This last question I'll take. I'm really gonna be in trouble.
It's clear to me, at the least, that U.S. President Joe Biden is struggling with dementia and is clearly not up to the task he's been sworn in to do.
So I want to thank you all. I really mean it from the bottom. I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
I'm no doctor. I just know he went from like a year ago being able to talk to not being able to talk. I said, looks like a stroke, looks like dementia. We've all had family that gets like that. But as a medical doctor, what are you seeing with Biden?
You all being very polite. You're with me all day and it's dinner time. Good afternoon, or almost, actually it's evening. Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, excuse me, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And Mayor Turner.
Secretary, excuse me.
Is that a deep fake?
Press going to say I'm downgrading my column. Senator Booker.
Senator, it's not about, I know.
The only way to spare more pain and more loss, the only way, these millstones no longer mark our national mourning. These milestones, I should say, no longer mark our national mourning.
My long friend, time friend, and she's a friend. She's been my friend.
Folks, we got a lot of work to do. I don't even need you to get me elected. I need you once I'm elected.
Why attack Sanders?
Why? You're getting nervous, man.
Is this all deepfake?
How would you keep pushing someone who can't string a sentence together instead of just worrying about Biden, which I know you're not? What does it say about the Democrats? They keep trying to push this guy.
We choose truth over facts. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
Please clarify specifically. Have you taken a cognitive?
No, test? I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you before you got in this program. If you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh?
What kind of country are we going to be? Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world. And I just want to say one thing to Bird of the Navajo Nation. Let my wife come home. She likes the Navajo Nation too much. She keeps being out there. She's been out there for 2 days. She was out there before. I don't know. You know what I mean? I called her. I said, where are you? She said, oh, I'm staying another day. So, you know, let her come home, okay? I don't want her, you know, that's too far for me to commute.
What is that?
I shouldn't be so. But anyway, look, this is about what we can do together.
Over the years, over your career, you've already spent a great deal of time at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Except now you're living there and you're president. It's been 4 weeks. What's it like? How's it different?
I get up in the morning, look at Joe and say, where the hell are we? So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway. We're ready to get a lot done.
But the big flood is the diarrhea of the mouth coming out of the reanimated corpse, the perfect rotting edifice.
Could all of these have been deepfaked, ladies and gentlemen? Is it even possible?
There seems to be a sort of rash of videos that have been edited to make the president appear especially frail or mentally confused. I'm wondering if the White House is especially worried about the fact that this appears to be a pattern that we're seeing more of.
Yeah, and I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video. And
sick. Sick. And that's why they call her Afro Chucky. All right. Yeah. Here's another one. I mean, that's all they do, ladies and gentlemen, is they lie and lie. They hijack the language. Does anyone remember? By the way, if you had a party and your idea sucked, okay, you'd have to delete everybody. People use the letter Q in the alphabet. You got to delete that. God forbid they were to get together on a website and share information about child sex trafficking that Joe Biden's been profiting off of. Hillary Clinton and all of them. God forbid you got to delete that Q letter. And then, of course, there's the word republic. How many words do they hijack? They hijack the statues. You know, George Washington, got to take that down. He's a racist. You know, got to take statues down. Every single pillar of whatever is good in our country, they have to attack it. And here's the latest line. And it's been going on a while, too. They keep insisting that we are not a republic. And that's our... That's where we get into our discussion here for our top news headline. Right now, the radical left, they have another word that they want to hijack. And that is the word now, parental discretion is advised. I did not bleep it out. Is that okay? Are you guys okay with that? James Carville uses profanity here. So parental discretion advised. Let's go ahead with James Carville. Look at him. Skeletor. Here's Skeletor.
So they did this thing and they're interviewing these people. And he says, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. And so finally, the guy says, what is a republic? Of course, there are. Let me name a republic for you. North Korea, okay? Iran is a republic, calls itself a republic. Remember the DGR, the German Democratic Republic? And so about all it means, if to the extent that it other than just people referring to themselves, I mean, I don't think North Korea is approaching a democracy, of course it's not, or Iran, or do you remember the USSR? What was the R in the USSR? Okay, all right. So it's colossally stupid. It doesn't even account for anything. And these people are giant fools. And of course, if you want to study this shit in the ninth grade, and it's a representative democracy, not a
What's wrong with democracy?
And they'll point to some town in New Hampshire where, the whole town votes on something. But people have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. And they just blather the stupidest shit that you can imagine. And that is the big talking point. Well, we're a republic. We're not a democracy. What the fuck is a republic? Anybody can call themselves a republic. I give the Brits credit. At least they don't try to pretend.
Ladies and gentlemen, here, let's give them a lesson on a republic. Let's give him a lesson on the republic. Here, I'm going to open this up right here. You guys are going to love this. I have to switch because that was stupid. That's okay. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give James Carville a nice little lesson. Oh, come on. Hello. Got to remove that.
System in which the people periodically, by majority vote at the polls, select their rulers. The rulers then have absolute power to make whatever laws they please by majority vote among themselves. In a constitutional republic, the people also, by majority vote at the polls, select rulers who make laws by majority vote among themselves. But the rulers cannot make any laws they please because the Constitution severely restricts their lawmaking power. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic and transforming it into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of American principles of government. Writers of the Constitution were anxious to safeguard liberty against dictatorship, monarchy they called it. But their chief anxiety was to protect the country against democracy. Edmund Randolph, delegate to the Constitutional Convention from Virginia, said the general object of the convention was to provide a cure for the follies and fury of democracy. Elbridge Gerry and Roger Sherman, delegates from Massachusetts and Connecticut, urged the Constitutional Convention to create a system to eliminate the evils that flow from the excess of democracy. Alexander Hamilton, delegate from New York, said, "We are now forming a Republican government. Real liberty is not found in democracy. If we incline too much to democracy, we shall soon shoot into a monarchy." John Adams, one of the giants of the American Revolutionary period, said, "Democracy will envy all, contend with all, endeavor to pull down all. And when by chance it happens to get the upper hand for a short time, democracy will be revengeful, bloody, and cruel." America was founded not as a democracy, but as a constitutional republic. We pledge allegiance to the republic for which our flag stands.
For which it stands.
The Constitution requires a republican form of government for all states, but does not mention democracy, and neither does the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. Someone asked him what kind of government the convention had given America. And Franklin replied, "A republic.
If you can keep it."
Very old and very wise, Franklin saw through the mists of time to the day when Americans might trade their freedom in a constitutional republic for the promise of government guaranteed equality and security in a democracy. And beyond that, to the day when democracy inevitably degenerates into dictatorship, guaranteeing nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules.
Isn't that absolutely perfect, ladies and gentlemen? Absolutely perfect. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the what? Mr. Carville, what does he have going on in his mouth? What was that?
So they did this thing.
Look at him, okay? What's he doing? What is he doing? What is that? What's wrong with his he's face? He's like, he got Joe Biden. He looks like he's got Joe Biden's baby food on his lips, doesn't it? Disgusting. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Good old Mr. Joe Mencia. Good old Mr. Joe Mencia. We're gonna move right along. We're gonna move right along. Now, let's of course also say, as I say hello to everybody, if you're dropping through and dropping a Rumble rant in our chat, it's a great way to support us. Did you guys know that? Support our efforts. I've been saying this. I haven't stopped saying it. I'm still here. That LFA TV is by far the best lineup in independent media. No doubt about it. Take a look at it. As a matter of fact, if you're catching this rebroadcast right now on any of our channels, go to LFA TV. Big push right now. There's no reason why we shouldn't have a million subscribers. No doubt about it. With the amount of traffic that goes to Rumble, some of it, sliding off just a little bit recently, but that's okay. But let's go for the big push. Some big, big, big things are coming, okay? And I want you to know that LFA is going to be a part of it. I just got off the line, believe it or not. Wow, I sound really important right now by saying what I'm about to say. Just got off the line with this gentleman right here, okay? We are going to be at the leading edge here on LFA TV. Something big is going to be happening come July 4th. I just got off the line with Colonel Douglas McGregor right before I came on the show. He's going to be joining me here on, I think it's going to be July 2nd. I have him coming on for a big, 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 big interview that I'll be having. But be one of the first to hear the big news that's coming. It's happening on July 4th. You can scan that QR code and it will actually pre-populate so that you can just click send or text Republic, all capital letters, to 844-837-9924. That's 844-837-9924. Isn't it a coincidence how we're overemphasizing the Republic, aren't we? Colonel McGregor, I've been saying it for a long time, that we need leadership. We have leadership. We have leadership in LFA. Leadership from America, live from America TV. And leadership stepping up here, you're going to be hearing about it in the coming days. And if you want to be one of those first ones, because you know what? We don't have time to waste. I was just made aware of what's coming in pretty good detail. And everybody wants to be part of restoring our republic. We've got great leaders stepping up. This is a big thing. Become a part of it. And again, I'll show it to you. Everyone right now, text Republic to 844-837-9924. That's my list. As soon as I can release the information, it will be released. And you'll be first to get that notification. I'm on, as they say, quote unquote, on the team with Colonel McGregor. I'm so honored to be there. I just had a meeting with their team and we're excited about what's happening. We're excited about LFA TV. We want you to support us, our survival as a nation, believe it or not, in supporting LFA TV depends on it. Do I need to overemphasize that point? So you can do so many different ways. Go to jeremyharrell.com if you have the means to do it. Well, buy merchandise, of course, or even click that donate button. That's great if you have the means to do it. You can support us on Rumble with a Rumble rant. And you do that, and I see that. I'm going to, of course, focus especially on those. Imagine if we have a million people with a $1 bill and drop it in the Rumble rants. I'll have to do a 17-hour show. Pete, are you the groom today? Dun, 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share something really important with you right now. We're going to shift gears. And we're going to get back to the FEMA camps. It's very real. You need to understand that. It's very real. Everybody rise up to what I'm saying. Alex Jones was covering this a long time ago. And he was singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Just kidding. Kinda. Long time ago. Let's go to... this special presentation, Alex Jones calling it out way back when. And of course, as that's on the screen, don't forget, scan that QR code, become one of the first to know something big is going to be happening. And we'll be releasing that in the coming days. Wait till you find out what we're going to do. We're going to hit hard. Now, why are we waiting until just days prior to July 4th? We don't want the left to know how we're going to pulverize their communism. That's what this is going to be all about. Crushing communism. We're going to stop this right here. They're in a panic right now, ladies and gentlemen, because of this, because of what we're exposing. I'm going to tell you something right now. People from the highest levels are telling me that they're panicking about our broadcast about this.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
All right. Now, just very quickly, if you come back to me, just real quick, I'm going to let everybody know. You need to know that that people at the highest levels of retired military credibility have told me recently that they are panicking about my most recent broadcasts. Panicking. Isn't that beautiful? Because this was a highly classified program and they don't want you to know about it. You know what? Let's just... put a shot across the bow and tell them that they should be panicking about that right there. Colonel McGregor, he's going to be making a big announcement. We're not going to do it until the last second because we don't want James Carville to heal his chapped lips, of course. But let's continue on.
One of the programs that got exposed during Iran-Contra was Rex 84. Congressman Jack Brooks, in those hearings, brought up the fact that in reality, FEMA was a cover for a huge continuity of government program in case the American people ever rebelled. And that was the architecture or the blueprint for the illegitimate shadow government to fully take over the functions of the entire federal government, suspend the Constitution, suspend the Bill of Rights, and arrest whoever they wanted to. And FEMA was going to control the camps that the people were going to be put into. And FEMA.
Why do you think they took out Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen? Remember when he was talking about this? We thought he was a wingnut conspiracy theorist. I didn't. I knew he was talking about it. I was supposed to go on a show to talk about Rex 84 one day. We got pulled because he realized that I had such serious documents. He had to verify whether or not what I was going to be revealing on the show was classified. But Alex Jones was at the forefront on just doing open source intelligence work.
Would be the main governmental institution with different directors over every agency. And now when you watch FEMA on television, it's always a colonel or a general or an admiral in uniform who's over the different departments.
The martial law portions of Rex 84 were outlined in a 1982 memo written by FEMA Deputy John Brinkerhoff. Yes. Martial law was to be declared in the event of a national crisis, yet the plan did not define the term national crisis.
I'm going to define it. National crisis, since I was involved with Rex 84 and the Federal Continuity Directive in the late 80s, a national crisis was something completely different. Ollie North was a conservative. It was during the Reagan administration. They had zero intentions of launching false flag operations to kill millions of people as they are today. Here's the difference. They have taken Federal Continuity Directive, FEMA being the highest level of authority, even over the military, by the way. And Barack Obama and his implementation of many executive orders that gives the president the authority under a national emergency through the National Emergency Act to seize everything. Ladies and gentlemen, we're literally one event. I'm telling you this right now. Do not underestimate how important what I'm saying is. They're going to do it. And they're going to attempt, but they're panicking right now because they know that you are getting educated right now. Never before in the past couple of days has this information been covered so extensively. You must, when I tell you, actually, I'm giving you a direct order right now. Every single person needs to be sharing this broadcast. We need to share this like crazy, because the second that they kill thousands of people, like on, or even millions potentially, they've already done it. They've done over a million people here in the United States covertly with their bioweapon. But there's an event coming, and that event will give them this right here.
The plan allowed FEMA to take control of both federal and state governments, appointing military commanders to replace duly elected officials. The plan also called for the rounding up of at least 21 million American Negroes for delivery to numerous military bases converted into prison centers, also known as FEMA relocation camps. Why? Because at that time, African Americans were classified as one of the largest threats to the continuity of the federal government. Who does the federal government consider the biggest threat these days?
I'm going to say this right now. You know who the threat is? You know what the greatest threat to their established order is? And here's going to be a symbol of it. It's been announced that President Trump has scheduled a rally at Temple University, pretty much near the hood in Pennsylvania. Where's Temple University located? That is the greatest threat, is I want the blacks and the whites to come together to be the civil rights activists that our American culture is all about. Come on, let's go. That's the greatest threat to their established order. Back then, it was the blacks, almost separate from the rest of the country. They were fighting like crazy. I want that energy from the black American community. Let's join together and rise up and fight for our republic. That right there should cause them to panic. Do you guys agree that they will panic if we come together? Now, of course, I don't need to be speaking Ebonics, okay? I don't need to pretend to be black. Respect their culture. Get them to step up and get in where they fit in and become the civil rights activists that they've always been. And let's take our republic back together.
The convergence of globalization and technology has created a new brand of terrorism. There were persons who, for whatever reason, came to view their home country as the enemy.
The kind of right-wing, religious-based domestic terrorism.
Disturbing news tonight about homegrown terror.
Part of this is big change in the White House, a new cultural experience, and some of the crazies are coming out of their closet.
Right now, it looks like there is no connection between the men arrested and any known terrorist cell.
Homegrown.
Homegrown, I should say.
Folks, we've got a very serious situation here. I'm holding what is called the right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate, fueling resurgence and radicalization and recruitment. And in it, we talked about the fact that they define pro-lifers as domestic terrorists. They put this in a Department of Homeland Security document, this official assessment, now saying pro-lifers, people that believe in end-time prophecies, people that are opposed to the administration's position on immigration, those of us that are standing up for the sanctity of life and for the sanctity of marriage, all of those are now potential, and this is what they're saying, domestic terrorists.
It's a terrorist next door that could be
our bigger threat.
They call people who believe in the sanctity of life, who believe in owning firearms, who believe in serving their country in the military and coming back, who are very concerned about the policies that this nation is embarking on, spending too much money, taxing too much. It's all listed right here. These are the domestic right-wing extremists.
1 million names under the watchful eye of the United States. America's so-called terrorist watch list has hit the record number, according to one of the country's most prominent civil liberties groups.
That's a lot of people to keep track of. They're adding new people all the time.
It's a secret list that you don't know really quite how one gets on, and you don't know how you get off.
I'm pretty emotional about this right here. Do you understand? Just put Colonel McGregor on the line. I mean, on the screen. What we're going to set out to do is to stop that. Does everyone understand what we're going to do together? Do you understand that? They must be worried. They are. It has been confirmed. They are worried. Why? Because you know. Now, the next worry they need to have is that you start to take action. Do not, and I'm going to tell you in a Pete Santilli kind of way, you get in where you fit in. Everyone must take action. Everyone must take action. We're going to give you some action items. You're going to have things to do. We're going to make this July 4th the new. And by the way, doesn't have to be violent. I'm going to give you an example of why it doesn't have to be violent as to what we're going to do. This is fifth generational style warfare. Are we going to kick their butts? Are we going to kick their butts? They want to overthrow communist regimes all around the world, and they think their last stop here as the United States of America, they can just overthrow us, and we're going to sit there and remain quiet about that? Really? You think so? You think so? There's no way. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play this again, all right? You need to know that Larry Grathwall peeked into, took a look under the hood of what these people are doing, that Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, who was pardoned by Barack Obama, of course, because he's his favorite terrorist, that they're working right now quietly behind the scenes to overthrow our country. And it began, and Larry Grathwall was in the room. And this is what he said. A brief excerpt is right now.
All the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead
serious. They were dead serious. They're going, this is going to be the next step, ladies and gentlemen. Is they want to come and kill us. Now, I'm not fear mongering. I've already presented a case. Rex 84, Federal Continuity Directive. You heard it from them. I mean, they're stripping us of our letters of our alphabet, our statues, every single thing that is oppositional to their communism. They're down on one knee right now. This is a David and Goliath story. And the one thing that will bring them is not bullets. I'm telling you this right now. The greatest weapon we have right now is LFA TV Truth. Okay? Ugh. Here is an update as to what's happening with Ashley Babbitt's case. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Fitton provides us with an update. Let's go to him right now.
We're reminding the court that Ashley's dead and can't defend herself against the smears by implication.
That's Ashley Babbitt.
The Biden administration. The other big news is our Ashley Babbitt lawsuit. We filed a lawsuit, a $30 million wrongful death lawsuit against the United States government on behalf of Ashley Babbitt's family, her estate specifically, and her widower, Aaron Babbitt. And that lawsuit was filed earlier this year. And the first reaction, practically speaking, of the Department of Justice, which has to defend this lawsuit, was to move it out of the court in which we filed it in San Diego, where Ashley and her husband lived, and they wanted to move it to Washington, D.C. Why do you think they wanted to move it to Washington? Why do you think the Biden Justice Department wants the Ashley Babbitt litigation related to her wrongful death to be heard by courts in Washington, D.C.? I'll give you a second to shout your answer. You're right. It's because they think they have more friendly judges here who are anti-Trump and biased against Ashley and anyone else involved in January 6. We asked the federal court to deny the U.S. government's request to transfer the wrongful death lawsuit, as I say, from California to Washington, D.C., as it would prejudice the case and be unjust for Ashley's family if it were transferred. We filed the lawsuit on January 5th, the day before January 6th, earlier this year, in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California, on behalf of Ashley, who is an Air Force veteran, remember that, who was shot and killed inside the U.S. Capitol by then Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd on January 6, 2021. Ashley is the only homicide victim that day. Okay, officially, she's the only homicide victim, needlessly shot and killed by Lieutenant Byrd. She was a 35-year-old resident of San Diego, young woman, 35, just shot down, where she owned and operated a successful pool business with her husband, Aaron. She traveled to San Diego from San Diego to D.C. to attend the Women for America First, the Save America rally on January 6th at the Ellipse. I want to talk to you about the shooting again. The shooting occurred in the east entrance of the speaker's lobby. After demonstrators filled the hallway outside the lobby, two individuals in the crowded, tightly packed hallway struck and dislodged the glass panels in the lobby doors and the right door side light. Lieutenant Byrd, who was a United States Capitol Police commander and was the incident commander for the house on January 6, 2021, shot Ashley on sight as she raised herself up into the opening of the right door side light. Byrd later confessed he shot Ashley before seeing her hands or assessing her intentions or even identifying her as female. Ashley was unarmed. Her hands were up in the air, empty, and in plain view of Lieutenant Byrd and other officers in the lobby. The facts speak truth. Ashley was ambushed when she was shot by Lieutenant Byrd. Multiple witnesses at the scene yelled, "You just murdered her." And of course, Lieutenant Byrd was never charged or otherwise punished or disciplined for Ashley's homicide. And so later, I think it was in March of this month, we filed an opposition to the Biden Justice Department's request to transfer venue of the case to the United States District Court here in D.C. Arguing against the change of venue, Judicial Watch pointed out that under federal law, a civil action against the United States may be brought in any judicial district in which the plaintiff resides, and a civil action on a tort claim against the United States may be prosecuted in the judicial district where the plaintiff resides. So we had every right to bring this claim in the Southern District of California.
Yeah,
and it's really extraordinary and abusive that we're having to fight right now this Justice Department to keep it there.
Can you imagine that? And ladies and gentlemen, in my chat rooms, okay, I just glanced at it. Also checking the time. We only have like 6 minutes left until Sean Frasch comes up right here on LFA TV. I do not want anybody to disrespect the deceased and the victims of this tyranny by stating your, and by the way, if you do, you have zero forensic evidence. It's not been proven in a court. There's no such thing as Ashley Babbitt being alive. Do not bring that crap into our awakened community. Do not do that. I literally had people when I was a political prisoner for 619 days. There were sick people on the internet that said that Pete Santilli was actually not in jail for that long. He was staying at a Motel 6. That's what people were saying while I was sitting there eating bologna for 2 years. Okay? So stop that bull crap. All right? You have no proof of that. Just because your brain is blown from Telegram, don't infect everybody else. So no disrespect if you were just floating that. She's dead, okay? She is. Do not disrespect the deceased. They did that with Lavoie Finicum. And it's the intelligence services that puts it out there for the dumb people that regurgitate their stuff. True story. True story. You're not one of those. All right. Here's another quick update. Here's how you deal with the border issue, especially stopping those Muslim Brotherhood terrorists coming over the border. They're spraying pig juice everywhere at the borders. Do you like that? Bacon. What do you think? Bacon juice at the borders. It'll stop them in their tracks. What do you guys think of that? Look at this, you guys. Check this out.
Look at what
they're doing it overseas. This is what we need to do down at the border.
Dla nielegalnych imigrantów. Tutaj możecie zobaczyć. Jest płot.
Yes, they're spraying pig juice everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another quick clip I want to share with you. Speaking of the border,
we have increased the number of refugees that we will accept from the Western Hemisphere. We have built safe mobility offices in Colombia, Ecuador, Guatemala, Costa Rica to reach people where they are so they don't have to take the perilous journey.
Ah, did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
We have increased the number of refugees that we will accept from the Western Hemisphere. We have built safe mobility offices.
What the heck is a safe mobility office? What is that? You know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen? They're not, everybody's got their eyes on the border. So now guess what they're doing? They're going down to El Salvador and they're putting people on planes and delivering them to Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Los Angeles. They're distributing people by plane and dropping them off in battleground states. Are you guys sick and tired of it? Don't worry about it. Do not fret. Do not worry. Leadership is stepping up. We, the people, are going to rise up and put this rabid dog down known as the deep state. Text Republic to 844-837-9924 or scan that QR code. That's right. They're flying them in. 4th of July, baby. Better than 1776. Because we didn't know what we were doing the first time. We know what we're doing this time, don't we? July 4th is going to be a thriller. You guys ready for it? And by the way, I'm not calling for violence. So don't take me out of context. We're gonna bring them down to their knees with a thriller on July 4th. Let's go. You hit the door, and realize there's nowhere left. Sean Fresh coming up right after this. Make sure you click that subscribe button. I gave you orders to mash that thumbs up button to share this vital information. And why? Because they're in a panic. They're panicking about what we're putting out there right here on LFA TV. You're out of time. I got nothing to say.